A Senate committee report has found payday lenders and credit repair companies deliberately structure their businesses to take advantage of poor and vulnerable Australians. The Senate inquiry looked into financial services not covered by the Royal Commission into Banking, and it's recommending a major overhaul of the sector, such as capping interest rates and banning door-to-door spruikers. Consumer advocates are welcoming the recommendations, though they say they could go further. Amelia Turzon reports.
Financial counsellor Tony Cork has heard many horror stories during her 6 years working with Indigenous people in the Northern Territory.
At least half a dozen times a year, you get rental companies drive into the communities with goods on the back of a ute, cruise around, and then people come out and, you know, and ask them, or if people are walking on the street, they'll stop and talk to them. And then there's, you know, shiny new televisions, there's new beds, there's couches, and then they're enticed to buy it.
And once they sign up for that TV, are they paying market value?
Absolutely not. They're paying minimum three times the price of market value, minimum. My personal opinion is if you're driving a truck in a back, you know, with goods in the back of a ute through these communities, which are full of vulnerable people, it's predatory behaviour.
And now a Senate inquiry has confirmed just that. The inquiry was set up to look at financial services like high-interest payday loans and consumer leases that wasn't within the scope of the Banking Royal Commission. The inquiry was scathing, finding that not only do companies who sell these products often prey upon poor and vulnerable Australians, but often they base their business models on this. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young sat on the inquiry.
And what we've found throughout this inquiry is despite years and years of pushing and promised regulation, many people are still being caught in the trap of debt and still being taken advantage of and exploited.
The inquiry's report has recommended a major overhaul of the sector by way of passing a bill, the SACC legislation, which was recommended after another inquiry a few years ago but never got off the ground. If passed, the SACC laws would cap the amount that consumer lease companies can charge people for an item at just 4% per month above its market value. And those laws would also have major implications for payday lending companies. Queensland woman Jenny took out a $250 loan with one company, Signo, a few months ago after filling out a short form online. After she requested a delayed payment, the fees racked up. So far, her bill has ballooned to about $800.
I felt like I'm just going to have this on my shoulders until they're satisfied with the amounts that they've received. I don't know, and I felt like I've been scammed as well.
Under the SACC laws, there'd be caps on the fees companies can charge people and more regulation of how these companies operate. Credit repair services, which claim to help people consolidate their debts, were also criticised in the report. The report recommends that companies that sell credit repair should have a licence to do so, which many currently don't. The Consumer Action Law Centre's Patrick Sloyan welcomes that finding.
Yeah, so overall, Consumer Action, we are quite pleased with the recommendations in this report. There's some really good recommendations that would stop people being exploited by debt management and credit repair firms.
He says the report should have gone harder on buy now, pay later schemes like Afterpay, often used by younger Australians to buy fashion items at major retailers.
So we would really like to see buy now, pay later providers captured by the national credit laws. And so they're the laws that apply to most credit products at the moment, so your credit cards or things like that.
Overall, if the inquiry's recommendations are implemented, that would have major implications for some companies' business models and maybe even make some of them redundant. For financial counsellor Tony Cork, that is no big loss.
Well, in a perfect world, I think they should all be stomped and never, to be shown again.
Financial counsellor Tony Cork ending that report by Amelia Turzon. The company Signo has been contacted for comment.